wrong kind. I knew Moderna. So that's what's kind of silly because they were going to let me get it here, but then it was Pfizer. And then they were going to see if Moderna was coming. Moderna is coming, but they won't let me get it here because the health department says I have to go back to where I got it originally. But they don't answer. They don't answer their line. And when I call, they tell me it was canceled. So they didn't say postponed. They said canceled. So what does that mean?
Hello, my name is Shira. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes.
Okay. Are you looking for a testing site to be tested for the COVID-19 coronavirus?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Yes, ma'am. Are you looking for a testing site to be tested for COVID-19 coronavirus?
I'm sorry. I am looking for a second vaccine.
Okay. We don't give vaccination sites, but we do have a pre-register line that you can call and pre-register at. Would you like that number?
Okay. Yes, but let me tell you my dilemma and see if it's going to work. I took my first vaccine on my birthday, a Moderna. And I got a phone call from the facility that I used that left a message and said that my injection vaccine was canceled. So I was trying to get it somewhere else, but the Shelby County Health Department says I have to go back and get it where I got it originally. So I can't get it right here locally because I did not go through them initially. And I am 60 years old. I am a school teacher, and I needed the ages to change. So I was trying to see, and when I try to call the clinic where I got my shot, there's no answer. There is an answering machine, and when you push the buttons, it just goes around and around and finally cuts you off and asks you not to call back. So,
right, yes, ma'am.
Direction I need. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. We're just a testing site on this line. So only thing that we can recommend, I can give you the phone number to the pre-registered line, and you can register under another county health department if you would like. But that's the only thing that I can honestly recommend for you.
So I'll have to go out of county to get it?
No. Register for every county in Alabama, but you don't have to register on that. Same county. You can register for whatever county you would like. It can only be one county, though. So you can register for basically wherever county, just not more than one.
Okay. But since they told me I cannot take the Shelby County Health Department, if I register with Shelby County, will I be able to take it here?
That's what I'm saying. You can register. Register for any county health department. You can register under that if you do with that one.
Okay, you're breaking up quite a bit, so I really do not get much of that, but I do know you have a number you can give me, so can we try to get that number to me, please?
Yes, that pre-register line number is going to be 85-566-5333.
Okay, I got 568-5333, but I did not get the first three.
855.
Okay, 855. Okay, I have it now.
566.
566, okay.
5333.
Okay, 855-866. I'm sorry, 855-566-5333.
That's correct, yes, ma'am. That's the number that you'll call to pre-register under any county you would like. It'll be the county health department because that's the only places the pre-register line can register you for is a health department, but they have to pick your county.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health COVID hotline. You enjoy your day today, okay?
Thank you.